agent or a manager for the first time, I think it's really, really important to try and find as much humor as you can in those kinds of meetings. Not just to be gross or weird, but just kind of know that your lightheartedness can really go a long way.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. Insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. And welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York, welcoming you to this edition of Casting Actors Cast. We're calling today's episode Bad for Business, and I'll explain all about that and more in just a moment. This is that portion of the podcast where I want to just say thank you so very much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening to Casting Actors Cast, well, welcome. So cool that you're here. And if you're a regular listener, thank you so much. It's so cool to get some feedback. I've been getting constant feedback and thank yous and all kinds of cool stuff coming in through the website, castingactorscast.com. I just want to thank you so much for that. It's really interesting to me to be getting questions and nice comments and people who are really getting a lot out of the podcast. And as I've said frequently, I will continue to do these podcasts as long as there are people out there listening. In addition to that, I have to say that we're coming up to our one-year anniversary of doing the podcast. Can you believe it? So if you haven't heard all of the episodes of Casting Actors Cast, I invite you to go to the website, castingactorscast.com, and check out some past episodes. In addition, if you fill out the form that's just below where it says jump into the talent pool, then you can get an absolutely 100% free downloadable PDF book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors, based on the workshop teaching that I do basically all over the country. I go out and do these workshops. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be going to University of Missouri, Kansas City, doing a workshop, a four-day workshop with them. And this book was really the beginning of me wanting to put together a comprehensive 100-page manual based on the workshop that I do at these universities. So you're going to find a lot of tips and suggestions and some ideas about how to literally jump into being a voiceover actor. And being a voice actor right now is really extremely popular for a lot of folks. And so I hope this book might be of value to you and that some of those questions you have about the business of being a voice actor can be answered as well. Go to castingactorscast.com. In addition, as I mentioned just a moment ago, we're doing a one-year anniversary. It would be so cool, and I would just be so grateful if you could go ahead and leave me a comment for the anniversary show. There's even a place where you can leave a voice message. So if this show has helped you in any way, if you have enjoyed the show, if you want to make a comment, you can do it and literally leave a voicemail by clicking on the form that says leave a voice message. I would love to be able to play that on the air as well on our anniversary show. So if this podcast has helped you in any way, then please consider leaving a voice message. And I would love to be able to put that on the anniversary show coming up to 1 year of doing these podcasts. Very, very exciting time for me. And I can't express my gratitude enough, it seems. So thank you so much for listening. Today's episode called Bad for Business. What I mean by that is I've gone to pretty great lengths, I think, anyway, to share some positive messages about being an actor in this business and all of the things that can really affect an actor negatively and how to overcome those traps, those pitfalls that actors sometimes find themselves in, whether it be audition techniques or whether it be taking acting classes or how to put together a good self-tape or electronic submission audition. I really have strived to make that the cornerstone of the podcast. But now I need to talk about something a little more serious today, and that is, quite frankly, I'm a little pissed off about some of the practices that are going on out there in the business, and I just wanted to make this episode about those traps and pitfalls that literally are bad for our business. And so if you feel like you've been ripped off in any way, I want you to listen to this podcast and reaffirm some of the things that might have happened. Perhaps your story can be shared with others, and I would be happy to facilitate that. But let's just talk first about right now. The season really is underway, that what we call showcase season, where colleges and universities from all over the country come into New York City. And here's how it usually works. They'll rent outside space, whether it be an off-Broadway house or it'll be studio space or whatever their venue is. And then they'll showcase their students. And usually the BFA or MFA acting students will put together a performance of scenes and or monologues and or musical theater performances to showcase their students just graduating from college or university training programs. And I guess right now there are something like 85 colleges and universities that are coming to New York City and presenting their work. And agents and managers are invited, and we sit for usually a half hour to an hour presentation. We're given the actors 8x10s and a list of the scenes that are performed, and agents and managers make notes on these little forms. They turn them back into the university, and they end up in appointments for those actors who are planning on being in New York and looking for a career start with these agents and managers. And for the most part, the showcases are very, very nicely put together. They represent a good cross-section of talent based on the class makeup. And agents and managers use these as opportunities to meet new actors coming into the city and perhaps take them on and represent them. So it's not a terrible system, but it really is not as great a system, because I'm going on past history now. There used to be a weekend called, and it was called the League, and it was a weekend, usually over Mother's Day weekend, if you can believe it, would host several colleges and universities. And so it would be basically 2, maybe even 3 days of watching each of these colleges and universities showcase their students. And at the end of the weekend, these colleges and universities would end up getting agents and managers and get seen by industry folks. And it was really a popular thing. Now, it seems as if because of some lawsuits that had happened across the country from BFA and MFA training program students insisting that there be more benefit from their training other than just getting a diploma and a nice send-off when you got your degree, there was a lawsuit filed that really required a lot of these colleges and universities to do a little more for their student body after graduation. So that's why this kind of mad rush to do these showcases. It's as if to say, you know, we are now presenting like a debutante's ball. We're presenting our students who are going to be graduating and looking for employment opportunities. So that's why we have this kind of just mashup of college and university training programs coming into New York City and doing their workshops. Now, in and of themselves, that's not bad. That's not a terrible thing. In fact, many, many legitimate, really decent agents, managers, and casting people loved going to these, even though there's a whole bunch. Not everybody can go to every one of them. A lot of the agents are very selective in the schools that they want to see. Many of those schools have excellent reputations, and so there's a desire to see the best work from the best schools because they have the best training programs. So it doesn't necessarily necessarily apply to all of the schools because some of the schools have varying degrees of training in their background, and their reputation might not be as established, or they may be relatively new to coming to New York, or they might just not really put as much energy into the showcase as they should, in my opinion, anyway. But here's what I'm trying to get to. At the end of these showcases, there are opportunities to meet some of these agents and managers and meet with some of these casting people after the showcase is over. Which is great, right? I mean, it's really great that there's a kind of an opportunity for these college university students who might not otherwise have this kind of an opportunity to meet with people who can be really important to your career. But here's the thing. And what I'm about to say is, and I've got to be really clear about this, is my opinion only. This is my opinion based on my experience. I'm also not going to use names here because, frankly, I'm not interested in getting a lawsuit or getting into trouble or any kind of a defamation issue. So I won't be using any proper or formal names. But I will tell you that there are unscrupulous managers out there going to these showcases and making appointments for students. And because the students are not that familiar with the what's taking place in New York and whether an agent is legitimate or not, or a manager is legitimate or not, go to these appointments. And these unscrupulous folks are ripping off people. And they're ripping off talent that's coming to New York. And how they're doing it is they're saying, gosh, I'd love to represent you, but you need to take some classes that I'm offering. So if you just sign up for these classes, or sometimes they'll say, if you just get, you need new pictures because your pictures aren't very good. So go to this photographer and get new shots taken. Then I might consider taking you on. And it's just a trolling opportunity for these unscrupulous agents to try and dangle carrots in front of this new innocent talent that doesn't know any better. And you know what? I just think that just is awful. It just pisses me off that there are people out there to take advantage of new talent coming into the city. And it's all under the guise of helping you with your career. And because a lot of actors, young actors coming into the city don't know any better, they think that this is yet another exciting opportunity that they might not otherwise have had. And they show up to these places not knowing any better. So be really, really careful. If you're one of these university students that is doing a showcase coming to New York or California, make sure you do your due diligence by fully vetting anybody that you're going to meet by looking them up. Now, here's the other problem. You look up some of these people and they have really slick websites. They look really like they've spent a lot of money on their website, so they look really, really legitimate. And guess what? They're not. They're not. It's just kind of crazy town. Really, for some of these folks. So be very, very skeptical. First and foremost, the first question to ask any agent or manager, if it's an agent, you need to ask if they're franchised by the unions. The unions dictate certain rules and regulations that must be followed. And if you get a hemming or hawing response, then run. Don't walk away from that situation. Now, managers don't have any kind of oversight to that same degree, but the question becomes, you asking that manager, which agencies do you work through? Because by law, managers are not allowed to negotiate contracts. So a manager has to go through an agent for any SAG-AFTRA, any union jobs that are out there. So that would be just a really good question to ask a manager as well. And then finally, use whatever resources are at your disposal with people who might be able to answer the question, are they the real deal or not? Now, along those same lines, I received a couple of emails asking me the following question, and I'm sort of just going to be a little general about the question, but they both were sort of along the same lines, and that is, if you sign with an agent and they're not sending you out very much, and you're not getting seen or you're not getting any auditions, is there something that you can do about that? And the answer is, if that agent is franchised by the unions, There's a union rule that says if you're not booking anything within a 90-day period of time, you can opt out of that contract. That is, if you sign an exclusivity contract. If you're exclusive to that agency, for example, for commercial work, then you have 90 days to revoke the terms of that contract if you don't book anything. So the question becomes, if you sign with an agent and they're not sending you out very much or at all, then you can make the decision to either leave that agency with no repercussions, or, in my opinion, it's time to have a good sit down and say, why aren't you sending me out? This is your business. This is your career. You need to take the bull by the horns and find out what is going on with an agent that's signing you, or an agent that wants to work with you even on a freelance basis, but is not sending you out. See, the thing is, I think that actors are so kind of desperate for representation and an agent, thinking that that's going to be the next huge best thing for their career. And in many cases, that's the truth. But don't let the enthusiasm and excitement and ambition for that kind of relationship cloud your judgment about who you are planning to work with, because I think you can find yourself unknowingly in a situation that you will regret. So I want to share another story that is really bad for business as well. This happened to me quite a while ago, but I think the whole rules, the whole situation or scenario I'm about to share with you still applies. And that is when I was a young actor and being sent out a lot with a small boutique agency that I was working with. And I really loved this agency because there were only four people working in the agency, and one person did the film and television stuff, one person did the legitimate theater stuff, and then the third person did the commercial stuff. And they were sending me out all the time. So one agent would be saying, this is a theater audition, and then another agent said, this is a commercial audition. And, you know, I did really, really well. I was really happy. I was going out a lot, and I was booking things, and I was shooting commercials, and I was starting to get into voiceover stuff pretty regularly, and it was an exciting time. And every audition I would show up at, there would always be the same like four or five actors, because we were very much alike. We were very similar in our energy and the way we looked and that kind of thing, that I thought, you know, this is really funny that I'm seeing these same actors at these same auditions. But these other actors were with another agency, and they all seemed to be coming from this one agency. And this one agency was strictly a commercial agent. They didn't have any other departments to them. And they literally were sort of cornering the market on their commercial talent. So every audition I would get, I would see four or five of these guys from this other agency. So you know what? In the back of my mind, I'm thinking this would be a really great agent to step up to, because they're getting sent out more, obviously they're booking more. And so secretly I harbored this desire to want to be part of this other agency, this larger commercial agency. And guess what? So finally I get a call from this agency saying, let's go to lunch. I think I've told this story in a previous podcast, but I think this has a different kind of point to it. So I was excited to go to lunch with this agency, and by all means, they wanted to sign me, and they thought we would have a great relationship, and I would make a lot of money, and I thought, okay, I'm going to take the plunge. It was the next right thing for me to do, so I thought. So it was really hard to go back to this, you know, smaller agency that I loved and was getting enough work for and happy to be with, and said, you know, I really, commercially, I need to go move on to this other agency. And, you know, that's always a hard thing to do, because there's a personal relationship that's developed over time. It is business, but it's also, you know, there are personal elements to it. I signed with his other agency. It was a year contract. For 5 or 6 months, I don't know exactly how long, I never got one audition. Not one. Where I had been going out 2, maybe 3, 4 times a week, I was now getting crickets. I was getting nothing. I would call on occasion and say, is there anything going on? They say, no, nothing right now. It's very quiet. And then I would just kind of let that slide until finally I said, you know what? I'm just really kind of annoyed that you haven't sent me out. I haven't gotten anything. What's going on? And that agent finally said to me, you just don't get it, do you? And I thought, what? Get what? He said, we wanted to sign you just so we would keep you from being competition with my other clients. So I'll let that sit for just a minute. They signed me to take me out of competition because their clients that they preferred were losing jobs to yours truly. And so that was an incredible wake-up call. Now, I had been in the business 4 or 5 years, so you would think I would have known better, but I didn't. So those scenarios, ladies and gentlemen, are what I call bad for business. I'm happy to report that that agency is no longer in business at all. They're gone. And that boutique agency that I left welcomed me back with open arms, and I was and still continue to be grateful for that situation. Yeah, you know what? I am a little bit pissed off about people ripping off other people or doing that kind of damage to other people. It doesn't make anybody look good. It doesn't help anybody's career. And it gives us all sort of a bad name because of these unscrupulous bad apples that are sitting in this barrel churning away. So being forewarned is forearmed. Be really, really careful out there because there are bad people and they try to wrap themselves up in good intentions and they're just there to simply make a buck off of you and have no interest in developing your career. I know this has been kind of a downer episode, but I really felt it important that you know the truth about what's going on out there sometimes so that you don't find yourself in a similar situation. Thank you for listening. This is the end of this episode of Casting Actors Cast called Bad for Business. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. Please tune in next time. I promise I'll try to have something a little more fun and kind of lighten up a little bit because I need it now too. I also need to take a shower. Okay, thanks very much, everybody. Have a great week, will you?
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.